Hey,
how's it going?
It's going good, and you?
Good, thanks. Brief intro. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is FML Live. I am one of your hosts, Bella Mosier.
Zachary Hunter.
And thanks so much for joining us on this Friday evening. It's just the two of us tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend, this Sunday, it is Halloween, and yeah, tomorrow we're gonna dress up. Zach, you wanna describe your elaborate outfit?
Yeah, my very elaborate outfit. It's a pirate hat, and I'll just combine it with a do-rag, and hopefully the earrings kind of sell the whole pirate aesthetic.
Love it.
You know, have like a little patch. So
and the eye mask, right?
Yeah, yeah, and so. It'll be a little cool. It'll be like a theatric like pirate kind of vibe, I guess.
Love it.
That's my outfit. But what were you thinking about for your outfit tomorrow?
So we have this wig that is, it's got some red in it.
Okay.
It's a little red, and I think it's like a brunette hair with like just red highlights and bangs. I don't know. Like last year, I had a blonde wig. I don't do much with my hair usually, so like having that like opportunity to try something new, and it's more in a comedic manner, but like it's fun to do something, and it like changes like your face, like the blonde makes your face look different, like it kind of, I don't know, your facial features look different when you have different color. I don't know. Anyway, shall we get started with the music? So the first song is Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes. Do you have anything to say about the song?
Honestly, besides me thinking this was a winter / Christmas song for the longest time, I actually don't have too much to say about it. I just really like it. Anytime I go anywhere, it was always around winter time, but I think the opening like motif or that opening rhythm, it really reminds me of Christmas with that, the whole bells and the whistles and everything, but...
Getting you in the holiday spirit.
Yeah. You know, Halloween's coming up, then Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Oh my
God. It's so strange that, like, we're already at Halloween and it's like 2 days from now. I mean, today's pretty much over, so it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, then there's November next Thanksgiving and after that.
Oh my God. We have all the. It's crazy how once Halloween is like that kind of hits it off for all the other holidays and Thanksgiving and then whatever. Religion and holiday you celebrate.
Hanukkah,
Christmas.
And other ones you're going to start hearing Christmas music after the 31st. So.
Dude, I went in the dollar store the other day. All Christmas. I think they forgot about Halloween. I went in there to get like some Halloween stuff. Nah. It's Christmas. It's Christmas time.
Oh, man. But.
Yeah.
Without further ado,
there's always something there to remind me by the Naked Eyes.
Every step I take reminds me of just how
All right.
Alrighty. Yeah, I really love it. Just it like makes me just feel happy at the end. Like that song, it is. I think it's the bells. Like there's something about like the construction of that song and the instruments that are used that are just so like representative of the holiday times.
Yeah, it's so interesting like how certain things just become so synonymous with like certain traditions.
Absolutely. Practices of the holiday. I think that's so cool. It just elicits like a feeling, like this like warm, like comforting feeling of the holidays. It's amazing, the power of music,
man. It really so that was always something that remind me.
Yeah,
and now we're going into Starbuck. So it's the song is called Moonlight Feels Right. I chose the remastered version because I think it just the quality of it just sounds a bit cleaner. It's still the same song exactly, but the HQ has been improved a bit, so this is just a really good song. I can't remember when I first listened to it, but I remember finding it and then just thinking like, wow, this is just like kind of a vibe. I don't know. It's just a very 70s song. So,
yeah.
It's kind of, I feel like it'd be a good flow from the previous song. So with nothing else much to say. So without further ado,
let's listen.
Moonlight Feels Right by Starbuck.
All right.
Some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drive the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, cause southern builds a hill at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. Feels right. Moonlight. feels right. The light feels right. The light feels right. The light.
All right. That was Moonlight Feels Right, the remastered version by Starbuck.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. The song is very dreamy, very atmospheric.
Oh, my God. And that we were just discussing the instrument being used, the xylophone. And even live, Zach was saying, still hit that.
Even live, they really play it like that. I mean, the use of, the synths and the bass and just this different, coordinated and orchestrated instruments. I just really appreciate it. And I'm sure we see that a lot today, but I think before the use of a lot of electronics and beat producers, it was just people just playing. It was just people playing the music.
Yeah.
And, you couldn't really slice and dice it and record it and have something. You just really had to play single time.
So yeah. It's so interesting how the industry has changed. I'm taking music technology too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this is a big discussion, but yeah, now you can just have people who are kind of mediocre and then you put it digitally, slice it up, change that, adjust that, do the pitch there. When it used to be you have to kind of record, you have to have that talent. At the same time, there is that argument now that you have this whole digital interface that more people are creating music and it's new and I'm nothing against new.
Yeah.
But sure. It is a lot of that people used to kind of have to just do it in that take and have that talent rather than synthetically create it. So it's interesting how the music industry is changing a lot. Anyway, I was going to play a lot of Jake Wesley Rogers, who I can tell you about in a second, but all of his music is explicit and I didn't know that. I knew that one of them was, so I wasn't going to play it, but now I don't even have the choice because the WJRH, the radio station here at LOF, has taken my ability to do that off because they made it so you can't click it because it's explicit, which makes sense. But I did not know that was actually a feature that they enabled, but that's okay. So anyway, Jake Wesley Rogers, I'm obsessed with Brené Brown. A lot of people know this about me. But yeah, I'm not going to even go into her, but she does interviews weekly. And one of the people she interviewed this week was this guy. And, basically he's just this new up and coming artist who's insane. He's like Elton John plus Gaga. Oh my God. And I've just watched some of his live performances and it takes you to another place. He's lyrically a genius. He's writes poems. He's so performative and charismatic, and he stands for a lot in terms of the LGBTQ+ community. And he's just I'm not here for the labels. It's gender fluidity. It doesn't matter if I'm a guy or a girl or whatever. He has a lot of very powerful things he stands for. And his music is really conveying. And one of the things, sorry, I'm going off on this, but one of the things that he mentioned, they were having this conversation and he was music is cathartic, but it's not healing. And then Brené was can we distinguish the two? And it was this whole idea, I always think when you're doing something cathartic, you think that's healing, but cathartic is one thing. You have to put in the work afterwards for it to be healing. You can make it and feel good, but then it's the therapy, it's the reflection, it's the self-work, that's the healing. It's not actually the catharsis, which was an interesting distinct. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Brené, really, she's amazing. And she has interviews with everyone. I would definitely recommend checking her out. It's Unlocking Us, is on Spotify every Wednesday. And then Dare to Lead is her other podcast that comes out every Monday. And so Dare to Lead is all about how you lead people, blah, blah, blah. And it's just ways you have to listen. I'm not going to go off because this is for music and not for me to talk about Brené, but you should definitely check her out on Spotify. Anyway, Cause of a Scene is basically talking about how we you don't want to always cause a scene. You have so much pent up inside, yet you don't want to be that dramatic person. especially for him, that it's taken to another level. So let's check it out.
Good at secrets, according to my horoscope. I spend my life conflicted, heavenly bodies made it so. But how on earth am I to believe that the stars have anything to do with me? Well, I'm blue like the color, and I'm stubborn like my father, and I wish I could be like a baby and scream at anyone staring at me, like a freak show, and I'm fragile like an ego. Of a scene. Oh. My mom and dad adore you. You're better than the last one I called mine. Like Pluto, he had to go. Now he's just somewhere hanging in the sky. Sometimes it's hard to tell you how I feel, 'cause if I say it out loud, it makes it real. Well, I'm blue like a color, and I'm stubborn like my father, and I wish I could be like a baby and scream without anyone staring at me, like a freak show. Oh, I haven't told my grandpa about you, 'cause my parents told me not to. It might be a little too much, the end of his life. But the two of you share the same name. Oh, Charles, I wish you could meet. But I don't wanna, don't wanna, don't wanna, don't wanna be.
That was Cause of a Scene by Jake Wesley Rogers. He also met Elton John. Like TikTok, he like actually became like famous, not famous through TikTok, but like he got a lot of his viewership through it, which is crazy. Speaking of like just like our growing music industry, you also have this big like platform where people could show their music. So yeah, he actually got to meet Elton John, which is like crazy. If like, imagine meeting like your idol in life. Like, that's crazy. But anyway, the next song is She's So Overrated by Madeline Bailey. I found her through America's Got Talent, and it's not like her voice is amazing. It's I just lyrically, it's really interesting. She basically took all these hate comments from YouTube and created a song about all this hate, and it's just so devastating to listen to because it's an upbeat song, but it's like literally all these people like hating on her, and she was able to like make it into something that's like really, it's a good song. So anyway, Madeline Bailey, She's Overrated.
My mom thinks you just got killed by a cat. They hauled the song away in a body bag. Ear murder. Eat a burger. Why do you make every song sad? Her sound is so trash. Her voice is very bad. Bad. Very, very bad. Very, 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 very bad. I would feel bad for my neighbors if I did this to them. Subscribed. You make the worst covers ever, song destroying machine. I'd like to hear her singing in front of me. I know it'd be lame, totally lame. If you're looking for advice, even though you suck at singing, don't try so hard. Leave Earth, just stop, quit you too. And if it doesn't work out, you can always try porn. She's so overrated. She sings a song, it's exaggerated. I don't understand the hype, I'm sorry, I just unsubscribed. She's so overrated. I used to love the song, but now I hate it. The song makes me wanna die, I'm sorry, I just unsubscribed. J-Flaw's better than you, I said J-Flaw's so much better than you, I said J-Flaw's way better than you, it's better than you, J-Flaw's. J-Flaw's better than you, and I sing way better than you, my dog sings better than you, even my cat sings better than you, she's so overrated, am I the only one who really hates her? Don't understand the hype, and sorry, I just unsubscribe. She is so overrated. Are you people deaf? Can't you tell she's faking? The song makes me wanna die, and sorry, I just unsubscribe.
Zach and I were just talking about that, how easy it is to hate someone on the internet, but how, like, even we could never.
Mm. Yeah, man. I just think it's so crazy that people, I don't know, with the internet and everything, social media, YouTube, Instagram, Snap, whatever it may be, whatever platform or medium you're on, that, like, people just feel this, like, this anonymity when they're on the internet, and they can go to like forums or like YouTube comments and just say like the worst stuff. And it always, I don't know, man, like, There's really just no respect for it for me, and there's no like I don't even see what you're getting out of. Like,
I don't understand. Someone
else's energy down, like, it's just so.
There
goofy.
Should be like, a study about that. Like, what is it like? Like, what do people feel that like they could just like? What is all this pent up resentment towards others? Like, why do we
constantly try to tear each other down, and why, like, as soon as you have the opportunity mm-hmm. to be anonymous, why is it that you want to tear someone down? Like, I don't care if it's not, like, how do you feel morally, like, okay, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like you can feel like you're just a different person that, like, nobody's gonna know. So maybe it's like an outlet for some other issue that may be going on in your life,
but it's just so crazy, like, the number of people that do it, it's astonishing.
And I think a lot of people have the tendency to think, like, people close to them would, like, never do this type of stuff. But it's like, listen, man.
Statistically, that's improbable. You probably know a lot of people who are.
Yeah.
When you look at the numbers, there's no way. You definitely know people.
It's like people are like, but then, like, you know, whenever there's an issue, nobody says anything in person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Right, we love hiding, like, behind things.
Right. It's so... I can't stand it because it happens, happens a lot at this
all
school.
The time.
But I feel like a lot of...
And Black Lives Matter, the black square, performative. And then you can't actually... Right. You have no idea what you're actually
God forbid
talking
the
about.
Black square.
Oh my God.
Goodness, man. Yeah, it was... We got a lot to a lot of things to work on, but
so many things to work
on. Slowly but surely. But anyways,
and then a upbeat note. ABBA.
I'm taking a trip to Sweden next month. Or sorry, next month, next semester, not next month, next semester.
So I mean, not too far off.
Yeah, like 50, probably like 70 days or something.
Wow,
the countdown hasn't started yet, but
you should get, like, you know, one of the apps with the countdown.
Probably say like 70 something, but and just insane. To get into, like, kind of the Swedish mood, we've got a song by ABBA, of course, the legendary Swedish pop group of the 70s and 80s, and we've got one of my favorite songs from them. I was gonna play the Swedish version, but then I was like, you know, we're gonna do it in English just maybe later down the line we'll do that version. Both of them are really good, but I've been using the Swedish version to just learn some, like, words and songs.
Oh,
but,
that's a good... Music is a good way to do that.
Yeah, just, like, listening to it, and then it's like, oh, you watch translation. But anyways, Waterloo by ABBA.
Come on.
song.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That was Waterloo by ABBA. Brilliant. Hopefully you guys know that. If you haven't, you're welcome.
Ethan, have you been?
Yeah, honestly. But this next song, it's by this group called Propaganda. They're like a 1980s, I guess, what is the word for it? Like, their sound is, oh, man, there's like a word for it. It's like machinery. There's like a lot of, what is the word? I just had it. Anyways, when you hear it, I'll probably know the announcement afterwards. But yeah, the song is called Duel. There's another song called Jewel, which is like kind of the spoken version, but it's very like hard hitting. And it's a lot of that word that I can't seem to remember at the time. But this song's a bit calmer than the other one. It's more of a, there's vocals instead of them speaking the lyrics, but the German band from the 80s, the very like mechanical sound, but it sounds very good. And I'm like lost for words right now, but I'm just gonna play it, and then when I hear it, I'll probably remember. Without further ado, without further ado, Duel by Propaganda. Very good song.
Thank you.
All right, Zach.
All right.
So what was the word?
So during the song, I was just like racking my brain for the longest time, basically the entire song, just trying to figure out what the specific genre for this type of music was. And I knew it was based in Germany and it originated out of there, and I just couldn't remember it. But I finally remembered it. Mm. The genre, it's called industrial. And I was thinking of like factories and like automobiles and stuff like that. Yeah, you were so close to that. Yeah, like mechanical stuff, and I'm like, that's not the right word. But it's industrial. But yeah, I mean, that entire album, it's called The Secret Wish. I think it came out in 1985, but it is just like
those dates.
It is an album. I mean, The Murder of Love, that's a great song. Jewel, that's kind of like the accompanying song to this one. It's basically the same song but just remixed, essentially.
Okay.
But yeah, that was it. Just wanted to like let everybody know that I did remember it, and I'm proud of myself.
Yes, as you should.
But what is the next song in the queue?
I think we'll go with your Good Vibrations.
Okay, yeah, I think you're...
I'll just click it afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want anything to say about it? The remastered 2001, The Beach Boys.
Right.
Was that what we were just listening that to, was the car?
Yeah, I love this.
Yes.
I've been kind of on a Beach Boys kick lately. I've been listening to a lot of songs, like Girls on the Beach, Surfing USA. And now we're going to be listening to Good Vibrations, another favorite of mine from the Beach Boys. So.
Awesome. Let's check it out.
Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom world. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
Good vibrations, good excitations.
So good.
So good. That was Good Vibrations Remastered 2001 by the Beach Boys. Amazing song. Such an energy to it. All right. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I think it's just good vibes.
It is good vibes. It's a good vibe song. It is a good vibration really like song. All right. So now I actually, along with, what's his face? Jake Wesley Rogers. I've really gotten back into Gaga, I think, because he's similar. It's like Elton John and Gaga, as I was saying, combined, like that kind of vibe, that kind of energy. And anyway, I found her album, Joanne, from 2016, that I absolutely was obsessed with when I was 16. Because, yeah, that my birthday just lines up like that. Or the year I was, I'm not going to go into this. Anyway, she had a documentary called 5'2". If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It's just about Lady Gaga, and well, her name's Stephanie, or I think something like that. Yeah, kind of got me obsessed with Gaga, and it was all about this album. Actually, it was surrounded around this album, and so this first song I'm playing is "Hey Girl," and it's with Florence Welch, like from Florence and the Machines. Absolutely insane combo. They're both, their voices are insane. And like during the documentary 5'2", they like, it shows how they were filming it, just the back and forth. They were like in the same room, just looking at each other and singing back and forth. It was crazy. It was crazy. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, they're just so musically, it's like just, they're so talented. Anyway, yeah, let's take a listen.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah, that's crazy. It's very empowering. I just listening to the lyrics again, like how you just have two powerful female artists just saying like, yeah, we'll be there for one another. Like, why are we always tearing each other down? Especially it's a very competitive industry. So like, it's nice to have people like who are so, you know, influential, like working together and having like lyrics like that. And I don't know what was going in the background, but it was cool. Like the synth, I don't know, but yeah, so that was Hey Girl. And the next one, I was going to do Gaga. Do we have time for two more? Or I could just do Elton John. Do we want to play one or two more songs? It's 52.
I don't think anyone's coming in here afterwards.
Okay, we'll just we'll play. I love going on a Joanne album run is the next song, Ayo by Gaga. I just love the energy in this song. I don't know why. You could just like not be in a good mood and then listen to this, and it's just it's one of those songs. And then I guess I won't speak till the next one. So then after that, we'll play I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Classic. Since once again, Elton John and Gaga and Jake Wesley Rogers are just like have been on my head this week. So we'll do that to finish it off. All right, let's check it out.
Here we go. need to know while I'm still standing. You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Once I never could have hoped to win, you're stopping down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. Better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, no, we were just talking, and you can see the friend activity of all these people who became friends with the WJRH radio station Spotify account. Anyway, yeah, that was A.O., Lady Gaga, and I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Both, wow. I am not typically, I'm always like the one to play more of like the emotive, like powerful song. Now, like, these are powerful, but in a different sense, like more uplifting, which is nice change of pace for me. Anyway, yeah, we love to see it. Well, I hope you guys have a great Halloween. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Really appreciate you guys stopping in, listening to us for however long you were listening to. It's always appreciated. The Halloween special without the Halloween songs.
Without the Halloween songs, LOL.
No, this has been a really good episode. This is probably one of my favorites.
I agree with that completely. It was a really good time. And some really good music as well. Yeah. So, all right. Well, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Bella Mosier.
I'm Zachary Hunter.
And thanks so much. Have a great night.
All right. Good night, everyone.